This episode is brought to you by emilynow.ca. If you're a business owner, running a business, or an entrepreneur that's looking for money to grow, to fix a problem, or to do more, visit MLENOW.ca today. Create a profile, get your request out to the marketplace of banks and lenders to see who might be interested in helping you, and then work with a trained group of professionals that collectively have decades of experience and can help you navigate the tricky world of getting financing. Visit MLENOW.ca today to get started. You're not going to be disappointed. Hey, everybody. Dylan Gallagher here, founder of Emily Now. MLENOW.ca. We get up every single day to make sure that entrepreneurs and business owners are able to get access to the capital they need to do more. And if they're not accessing capital, then maybe they're accessing advice. And so we produce this content to try and help you if you're an entrepreneur or maybe you're running a business and you have a finance, money related issue, problem, or challenge that maybe we can help you with. If we can't help you, then maybe we can give you some direction so that you can go get the help that you need. And today's topic is one that is near and dear to me because it seems obvious until it's not. And it's the difference between cash in your bank versus the profit that your business is making. And I realize that most entrepreneurs and business owners don't get up every single day to be experts at finance. They hire people for that. They hire us. They hire staff. They hire a CFO or a controller or a senior accountant or some finance people. And that's really cool. However, an entrepreneur or someone running a business should have a visceral sense of their financial situation. And one of the trappings that I see all the time, and I've been doing this for 20 years, so I don't have all the experience in the world, but I certainly have enough experience to be able to say, when a business owner says, I pretty much manage my profit through my bank account, that usually raises a lot of alarms for me, because what it tells me when I hear a statement like that, is that the person, the owner or the person running the business or the entrepreneur hasn't sat down and looked at their profit and loss statement or their income statement. And this is really important. If you sell a product for $1,000, it costs you $800 to make or it costs $800 to put that service or that product together. That means you have $200 left to pay for what's called G&A, general and administration charges. And so at the end of the day, you might, you know, if you've never done the work, you might not actually know what your net income is or what your profit is or what your margin is. And this is important because when life is going really, really well and your business is doing good and it looks like there's lots of money moving through the bank account, you tend to get really excited and think, wow, we're doing really, really good. And it isn't until you hit the skids or you hit maybe your sales slow down, so your cash flow slows down. So now you're looking and going in your bank account, you go, whoa, wait a minute, things are not good here. Your staff have been trying to tell you, but you're not really listening because you don't really understand. How can that be? We were doing really well. Now we're like backwards and we're having problems. Well, that's what happens when you don't understand your business well enough, or you don't understand your business the way you should, or you don't understand how much money your business should make versus what it is making. And things like budgets and all that, those are fine. And those are important exercises to do. But something very real and very practical is you should know what it costs to deliver your product or service to the marketplace and how much money is left over to pay for all the other costs in your business. So then you know, okay, do we make money? How much do we make? Could we make a little bit more? So not only do I see this in many conversations I have with entrepreneurs and business owners, but I can tell you in my own experience, I was a victim of this for a few years. Our business was very active, lots of money moving through our bank accounts because it was just great. Economy was good, things were good, everything was great. And so even though you're hearing me talk about it the way I'm talking about it right now, it's not as if I'm just speaking of it in theory. I am telling you, I know how entrepreneurs and people running businesses will look at their business, or some of them will look at their business and not react until it's too late. And that happened, certainly that happened for me. And so here's what you need to do. If anything I've said today, you kind of go, oh, wow, that's interesting. That sounds a lot like me. What I would suggest you do, get in touch with us, send us over some information about your business. We can tell you what we think the profit and loss and net income should be for your business. And if you don't want to send it to us because you don't know who we are, Dylan, it's kind of strange, I've never met you before, why would I send you this information? Then talk to your finance team, talk to people in your peer group and ask them, hey, can you just help me understand something? I want to make sure this makes sense, because Dylan said that many entrepreneurs and business owners, they don't really understand how much money they are making or are not making in their business from the products or services that they sell. So I just need to know, how much money do we make when we sell these products and these services? And you might be surprised to learn the difference. If you're prepared to put in the work to understand a little bit of this math, then the payoff becomes, because again, entrepreneurs and people running businesses tend to have very creative minds, and they're problem solvers, and they really try to take advantage of resources. You might find some opportunities. You might realize going through this exercise, wait a minute. Well, how much money do we make off a new customer, and how much money do we make when an existing customer interacts with us again and purchases more products or more services? And then, what percentage of our revenue comes from each? And the point is, it could open up a larger conversation for you to have about your business if you're looking to grow and take advantage of the good times that you're having, or if you're on the other side of the ledger and maybe things are not working out so well and you're really trying to get your footing on understanding how can you build a firewall around your business to protect the moment that it's in right now. So cash in your bank does not equal profit. And profit oftentimes doesn't even equal profit when you talk it through with an entrepreneur or business owner. Profit is the money that's left over after your costs for delivering the product or service have been covered and the general and administrative costs of your business. After that, what's left is your profit. That's how you know how well your business is doing. And some people say, well, what should my net profit margin be? I mean, it depends on the industry. It depends on the size of your business. It depends on a whole bunch of things. Amazon, their net profit is zero because every single dollar they make, they just plow it back into their business so they can grow it. But for a business that's, you know, 0 to 50 employees or less than 100 employees or something like that, you probably want to be shooting for anywhere between 8 and 12% net profit. At the end of the day, that's how much money you should have. And kind of the logic I've always used is, if you had money and you invested it in the market, you could probably get 3 to 5%, depending on a whole bunch of things. This is really subjective. So if you're going to go out and take the risk to start a business, run it, deliver a product or service to the marketplace, you have to get paid for that risk, and it has to be more than 3 to 5%, the net profit. So targeting something that's higher than that arguably means that it's worth the exercise. And so if, as a business owner, entrepreneur, you're trying to figure out what should my net profit margin be, I've always used, what are the market returns on capital? What can anybody kind of get if they just passively invested their money? And then multiply it by 2 or 3 to say that if I'm going to go start a business and assume all the risk of starting a business, I better be earning 2 or 3 times the amount of money I could earn versus just investing some money in the marketplace. So cash versus profit, know the difference. Get in touch with us if you want a second opinion, or you want to talk to somebody about your business because something in this information intrigued you or caused you to think about your business. We'd love to help you. MLENOW.ca is where you can build a profile, put a request together, decide to send it to the marketplace, or decide to get us to help you with it. Either way, we're here to help you. So hopefully you found this helpful, and know the difference. Cash in your bank is not profit.